What would you say you do here?
Have a good time all the time.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm blathering about. I've got information, man.
I want you to be realistic.
What do you love about music?
Man, being realistic.
As the story grows.
Back to the next chapter of As the Story Grows. My name is Trav, and I have my special guest Jeremiah and Zach of the new popular trending hashtag on Twitter, Metal Bandcamp Gift Club. These are the two guys that accidentally started it, and here is their story. Guys, this is the first time you guys have talked, like, ever, right?
Ever.
Yep, ever. We've only interacted on Twitter up to this point. So
I get the exclusive on that.
And G-Chat, come on.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, we've messaged on Hangouts, but nothing ever face-to-face or live voice. So. Mm-hmm.
So on Tuesday, today is Saturday, January 9th. Is that right?
Correct.
Today is the 9th?
Yes.
Yeah. Tuesday, this week, Jeremiah decided to do something nice, and now it has turned into a cultural phenomena. So, anyway, I want to hear how this started. I think everybody would like to. Jeremiah, kick it off.
Yeah. Well, this all came out of, I'm going through some personal stuff that I won't get into here, but, Tuesday night was kind of a rough night, on that front. And as I was kind of coming out of a pretty intense moment, I thought, you know, if I can't feel good right now, I should make somebody else feel good. I was kind of playing around on the internet, ended up on Bandcamp, and on a whim, just bought a handful of people some records. I sent out, I don't know, 8 or 9 albums. Just went on their wish list, saw some stuff that they liked, and mailed it to them, or bought it for them. You know, Bandcamp will send them the digital copy. That was kind of what that was where it started. Like, I just was, it was a little bit selfish because I wanted to feel better, and said, you know, I can do that by making somebody else smile.
Jerk.
Yeah, what a dick. Right.
I figured that the next morning, there'd be a couple people that I liked, most, I think, everybody. It was all people that I had met on Twitter, but I figured they'd wake up on Wednesday morning, see a new album that they wanted in their inbox, and their day would be a little bit better. The thought briefly crossed my mind, like, hey, I should tweet this. You know, not like, hey, look at this thing I just did, but hey, you know, it would be a cool thing to do? Go buy somebody an album. And then I went to bed, and that was the end of that. I woke up the next morning, and Manny
Little did you know.
Yeah. He had dumped gasoline all over this match that I had lit. So, Manny, I'll hand it over to you from there.
So I was obviously flattered waking up. I don't know if Jeremiah knew it, but it was actually right after my wedding anniversary. So I thought it might be an anniversary gift. I was flattered, and I went ahead and took a screenshot, tweeted it out with a couple hashtags. My resolution this year was to be a much nicer person, less of a sarcastic ass at all times. And
Well, you have all year to work on that.
So. I do. I kept a little sarcasm by going with an incredibly long hashtag of metal Bandcamp gift club.
I know. It takes up half the characters. I love it. It's hilarious. It's,
you can't add a lot of people. And we also use Nice Metal Twitter in the beginning. But we also, in the originally, there was an umlaut over the U, which was kind of an ode to Lemmy. So I think that had a lot of people feeling a lot of emotions. So yeah, I tweeted that out there like that. Somebody saw it. They asked what it was. I put my Bandcamp up and said, you know, follow me, I'll follow you. And I think I went from one follower to probably 80 something in about like 12 hours. And then it went insane. Everyone started buying albums for everybody.
Can I ask a question? If this started by Jeremiah deciding to be nice and randomly buying a friend an album, what album set this entire thing off? What is the album that started this entire thing?
You know, that is an amazing question. It's like 40 albums ago at this point. But he bought me the Touch of Ethereal Spear, which is a Beast of the Apocalypse album.
There you go. That band gets to say they were at the ground floor of this.
Yeah, they... it's an appropriate album, you know. It's got a lot of Hebrew characters on the cover. He sent it to a Jewish kid, and
right. Planned that. No, I didn't.
Yeah, Jeremiah just really fell into it with this.
Yeah. Wow, you really did your homework.
Right.
I didn't know what was going on until I was at work, and I feed my headphones up through my shirt, and I like wire myself up so I can listen while I work. And so my phone is always in my hip pocket pretty much all day. And I had the button on my iPhone set to vibrate when something came through instead of just turning the silencer off, so to speak. And all of a sudden it was just bang, bang, bang. You know, like, you got to get in on this, dude, check this out. Zip, 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 zip. And finally I looked at the phone and I was like, I honestly thought it was some sort of a weird promotion. I thought, here goes Twitter again, moving closer and closer to Facebook. And like, now they're trying to give away free stuff. Ugh. And then I started, wait a minute, it's connected to like all the guys that I know. What's going on? And it just turned into this thing. And I was like, all right, I'm working. I don't have time for this right now. You guys are killing my battery. And I got home. I started looking into it. And I went and cleaned up my Bandcamp page because I'm guilty of, I have an account just so I can go on, buy an album, download it, and then I don't go listen to it. I don't really use Bandcamp that much, other than that's kind of like my vehicle for the online purchase. I don't scan it. I don't listen to albums on there. I just, oh, I want this now, blah, you know. And I went and cleaned it up and thought, okay, give this a shot. And I went to bed. I woke up, there's a Mutoid Band album laying there for me. I was like, I don't. Okay, cool. So it's a real thing. It's happening. This is coming from Jeremiah having a bad night, and what everybody is supposed to do, at least what I've learned from the internet, while they're having a bad night, is they're supposed to go on and give awful reviews. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to go into YouTube comments and just shit on people. They're supposed to
just spew hatred.
You're supposed to spread the horrible, right? But this guy decides to go on and run against the grain and do something nice, even though he was having a bad night. And look what happened. This is literally trending on Twitter. I joked before how I get to say, like Jimmy Fallon, that within a half hour we're trending on Twitter. I've never done anything. I've never been involved in anything that's trending on Twitter because I don't think I've typed a hashtag more than 5 times in my life.
I think 3 days now.
It's yep. This is happening. Like, this is a thing. Bandcamp noticed it. There's people who I know just joined my Twitter feed because of the podcast within 2 weeks ago. Dude already sent me an album. And I'm like, what is going on? This is out of control. So I guess thank you, you two, for starting this. This is really turning into something special.
Yeah, but, so Jeremiah proves that Jeremiah proves that it's better to do something nice than, you know, make like death threats to Merker.
Dude, what is that?
Do something horrible.
I know. Death threats. I don't like what you're doing, so you should die.
So be nice.
Yeah. Be nice, metal people. It's stupid.
We all saw and cried over Bambi as a kid, but apparently 50% of the population in the United States never learned if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, right.
Like, wow. I didn't see the Bambi reference coming.
I didn't either, but, you know.
He's a complex man.
He's a complex man.
Cried over Bambi's mom's death. My children will, too.
So, Jeremiah, explain a little bit of the logistics of this. Like, let's say I'm listening to this and I'm going, okay, I want free metal. I'm going to get into this selfishly so someone buys me a present. How do you do it?
Yeah, that's fine. You get in it for whatever reasons you want to. I'm here to make people smile. So go to bandcamp.com. In the top right corner, there's an option to set up a page. Now, it's going to give you a fan or artist or whatever. You want to set up a fan page. And then just find some albums that you like and put them on your wish list. When you find an artist, you find an album. Underneath the album, there's the option to, obviously you can buy it, but you can, right underneath the album art, there's a little heart that you can click to add it to your wish list.
Mm-hmm.
You can find, and we'll put these links in the show notes, you can find either me or Manny on Bandcamp and just look at the people that we are following. Or look at the people that are following us, because that's the, you know, 80 or 90 people so far that seem to have kind of jumped on board.
Right.
But then just go through, once you've got some stuff in your wish list, go through somebody else's wish list. See what they like. It doesn't really matter what. If it's in their wish list, they probably like it, or at least want to come back to it at some point.
Yeah, you would think.
And spend $6 on somebody. If you want to be extra nice, you... if it's somebody that you know and you think they'd give you their address, send them a vinyl or send them a t-shirt or something.
Mm-hmm.
Digital album thing is super easy because Bandcamp handles all the background stuff. You don't need another email address or anything. You just click on the album and click gift and it'll let you send it to them without knowing any of their info.
I like the idea of actually picking someone that I don't know because, that's how I met you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I met Jeremiah because this all stems from Skull Toaster. We all started by following Skull Toaster because
Seth is the godfather.
Right. Seth is the godfather of all things metal and Twitter. And Jeremiah and I got to be friends just because I purposely, if I don't know the answer for a Skull Toaster question, which is 19 out of 20 of the times,
yeah.
I don't know any of them. I purposely try to answer something funny because I like making people smile too. And
that's Jeremiah, how I found you.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly how I found you. Funny things.
Yeah, because I remember you and I were like, hey, wait a minute. I'm the guy who answers things wrong. And you were like, I can answer funnier wrong than you do. And I'm like, challenge accepted, bitch. But Jeremiah and I met each other because I probably said something dumb and he probably LOL'd me and him and I just got to talking a little bit. I mentioned in passing that I wanted an Animals as Leader album on vinyl, and he sent me the money for it. I remember going to my wife and being like, this dude just sent me money to buy an album. And she was like, why? Who is he? And I'm like, I don't know.
Did you give him our address?
He's on his way to deliver it.
I knew from Seth talking on Twitter, and Seth had mentioned you. I knew that you and he were buddies and had been, you know, for years.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, outside of that, I didn't know who you were. It was just like, hey, this is Seth's buddy, and this is a thing that he wants. So I got the extra money. I'll just be nice.
Dude, I'm not even joking around. It completely changed my perspective on a lot of things because, I mean, he basically gave me about $25. He didn't cover my mortgage. He didn't change my life. He changed my perspective on it. Wow, there's nice people out there that could do something like that doesn't happen, man. It just doesn't happen. So Jeremiah started this gift club thing 2 years ago with me or whoever else you bought it for. And just made me start to feel like there's people out there that are like nice enough to do something like this. It inspired Seth to start mailing physical things to his Patreon, his patrons and stuff like, you know, he sends like those stupid, he buys when he finds them on eBay, he sends those stupid baseball cards with bands on them. Like, I guess they were called rock cards or something.
I got a Dave Mustaine card right here. I keep it by my bed.
Cause that is awesome.
That's a hot card.
Yeah. And Manny, you said you got a Skid Row card.
I think I have Skid Row. Yeah.
How cool is that? And he sends like stuff just so you can open it and kind of laugh. And then Manny reciprocates and buys him a Christmas present, sends him this really cool mug. And next thing you know, we're all like, it's not about the things. It's about the fact that someone took the time to do it.
Absolutely.
And yeah, this is what the community is all about. It's not about going online and pissing and moaning about everything, because there's plenty of that out there. And everyone can always pick up an article that rock and roll is dead and even Axl and Slash aren't going to be able to change it and that kind of stuff. It's all right, dude, we get it. Like, yeah, things are bad. We know things are bad for music. But Manny, you were talking about how kind of out of the blue, things are bad for music, but things actually went really, really well for a band that we know this past week because of this. You were talking about Megan and Couch Slut.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, when you see a band that you know in a wish list, or especially people that you actually know personally, I think you tend to gift that album to people. And we actually got Couch Slut all the way up to the number two album of the day, selling on Bandcamp. And I think by far my favorite thing that's happened has been about 48 hours in, their label, which is Handshake Inc., tweeted out asking if something had happened to one of the members of Couch Slut, because they'd seen such a spike in sales that they were concerned that somebody had died. And everyone was kind of doing like a rip hashtag.
For crying out loud.
So no one's dead. Everyone's actually doing well, healthy, happy.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, geez. That's the state of affairs we're in, where if an album all of a sudden spikes for no unexpected reason, you assume someone was in a car accident or died or something. That's sad, but it's also the reality we're living in. But
yeah, that's art.
Things are going well. This is really exciting. This is fun to watch. Now, I ran into a situation where I woke up with that Mutoid Man album, and I was like, this is rad. Gotta go to work. And I didn't do anything. I was just like, cool, I'll download that tonight. Then throughout the day, somebody else bought me the same album. And I was like, oh, whoops, I already screwed something up. I did something wrong. So just when you get it, if you're at a computer, download it right away, and then it should come off your wish list. If you're not, and you happen to see it mobily as we're out and about, run to your wish list, keep your Bandcamp app open, and run to your wish list and remove it so that doesn't accidentally happen again. But, you know, like in my case, it did happen to me. I have two copies of a Mutoid Man album now. I was like, who wants my other copy? And some dude was like, I'll take it. So he gave me his email address, and I'm gonna send it to him. So, once you do this, you put the hashtag in the – where do you put the hashtag after you give somebody an album, Jeremiah?
Well, what I've been doing, when I've sent stuff, I haven't been doing anything. I'm not worried about like, hey, look, I sent this thing to this person. But when I get something, I tell them thanks.
Right.
So I'll jump on Twitter, and if I know their Twitter handle, I'll tag them in it and say, hey, bud, thanks for, you know, sending me this album, and then put the hashtag at the end of it. Now, sometimes I'll put a screenshot of the album, or, you know, of the email that I get.
Right.
Seth started doing something yesterday, and I like this idea. Instead of doing a screenshot, put a link to the album. Like, just put the Bandcamp link in there so that somebody else can click on it and go get it.
Yeah, duh. That's a great idea.
Right, right.
And so, here, I mean, Bandcamp's a great resource for finding new music. And as I said, you know, I don't think a lot of people were using Bandcamp and the follow each other as a way to find new music. And there are so many people on Bandcamp that are completely anal metal writers. We all have really well-organized wish lists. So it's a great way to find new music because, you know, if you find somebody like you know, Celtic Frosty or...
Right.
You know, he's got like 900 albums in his wish list.
Right.
So you can really learn a lot about music just cruising through what he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, if there's somebody, you find somebody on Twitter that you seem to connect with their music taste, go check out their wish list, because you'll probably
exactly, because you guys rock. Some guys are really into some like very, very, very black metal. That is not necessarily my cup of tea. I'm more of a tech metal guy. I would do Cryptopsy before I did some of the Norwegian stuff with the face paint. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you vibe that way and you follow the stuff that I'm into, oh, okay. Well, wow, yeah, I never heard of that band before. That fork in the road doesn't necessarily mean you can't buy somebody else an album. By all means, if you...
Right.
I happen to be into a lot, mostly music that isn't metal. And if I put something on my wish list that has nothing to do with metal, I still want it. I'm still interested in that. Dude, just mm-hmm. gift it to somebody and try to find somebody you don't know and buy an album you've never heard of before. Go stream it for a minute. And see, who knows? Maybe you'll like it, you know?
Yeah, there are really two rules, right? Number one, the first rule of Metal Band Camp Gift Club is that you tell everyone about Metal Band Camp Gift Club.
Fair enough.
And the second rule is that you can't do anything wrong. Just connect with people, support artists.
Yeah, that's the other thing, Travis, you were talking a little while ago about people jumping on the internet and bitching about this and that and the other thing, and the music is dead and the industry is screwed. But look at what we've been able to do just by trying to make some people smile.
Yeah.
The last... You know, three, four.
Couch Slut might have just had the best week they've ever had.
Right. Handshake Inc. is thinking that somebody in the band died because
right.
Why are they selling all these albums all of a sudden? My best is we've got now, from what I can tell, there's probably at least 30 to 40 albums being gifted every day since Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably pushing 250, 300 albums. It's enough that Bandcamp has noticed. They noticed and they tweeted about it. Hey, we love what's going on with Metal Bandcamp Gift Club.
Nice.
So you want to talk about making some positive change in addition to just, you know, making some people smile. I've purchased more albums in the last 4 days than I have in the last like 3 months.
Absolutely.
And I'm giving them all away. Like, it's because I'm not doing it like... If it's a band that I want to come back to, I'll just put it on my wish list, and maybe I'll come back and buy it, maybe I won't.
Right.
But if I'm doing something nice, now the artist is benefiting, the label is benefiting, and right. people are taking notice just because you're doing something nice for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool. This is very cool.
Yeah, so Jeremiah should touch on the birthday thing going forward.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Must have been while you were kissing me. Too far?
No, never.
Okay.
So the birthday thing. So we are trying to compile a list of people's birthdays so that you can just get bombarded with albums on your birthday.
How cool is that?
Right now there's not a way on Bandcamp to list your birthday or to get notified of anybody's birthdays. So Jonathan Petkau on Twitter, he's at P-E-T-K-A-U.
It'll be in notes. He has a weird Canadian last name.
Ugh.
Canadians.
I know. Ugh. But oh, by the way, let me interrupt. John hosts a podcast called Respectably Loud. I plug it as often as I can.
Mm.
I love it, dude. You should go listen to it. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, excellent podcast. Go check it out. So he is compiling a list of people's birthdays. If you want to get in on this, just send him a DM. On Twitter with your month and day of your birth and a link to your Bandcamp profile or your Bandcamp wish list. If you want to include your email, that might be helpful as well. I think what we're going to do is compile all this stuff and put it in a private Google Doc so that everybody can see it. And then when it's your birthday, we'll figure out a way to notify everybody. Maybe it's just a tweet or put together an email list or something. We're not sure yet.
I have a feeling it'll be a pile-on thing. Like, dude, by the way, did you know it was so-and-so's birthday? And then all of a sudden it'll be a flood.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how you just get golden showered with albums on your birthday.
Did you? I mean, golden shower of all the...
Listen.
Hey, I mean, whatever you're into. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to empower you and put a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
So go get a bunch of stuff in your wish list, because on your birthday, you're going to get 30 or 40 albums. I think we've got right now 19 or 20 people that have said, hey, I want in on this birthday thing.
It's crazy.
So, and we're pushing Bandcamp to build in some of these features. I want a place to put a birthday in and a way to opt into notifications for people's birthdays, because that would be cool to know. if they just some more robust features around the gifting, just to make that easier. So maybe a way to store your physical address and keep it private. But if somebody wants to mail you some merch or a vinyl or something, your address is already there and you don't need to know it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Then you can anonymously send somebody an actual piece of merch for their birthday, and you never have to like make it weird and know where they live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have it all optional. I mean, just make it all opt-in, so if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But
sure.
Bandcamp has noticed what we're doing. They've noticed an uptick in album sales, and we're trying to get some numbers just because I'm curious to see how, you know, what kind of impact we're having.
I'm too. Yeah, I am too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Bandcamp, we're trying to help you run your site. If you guys need some help, you know, contact us. We'll give you some advice on what you guys are doing wrong.
Yeah. One of their developers in the UK is in on this now. She jumped in on the hashtag yesterday, and I started following her.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that, too. Even if it's not metal albums, even if it's something else, if there's more hashtags, if there's just a blanket Bandcamp gift club at some point, I don't know.
Whoa.
We're making it all up as we go.
He said, whoa.
Let's not go crazy here.
I don't want to be responsible or have anything to do with country Bandcamp gift club. I want nothing to do with that.
Is there country music on Bandcamp? That'd be a shame.
There has to be.
No, I'm just
somewhere. I've never seen it, but
Taylor Swift's probably not on though, because you know.
No. That's a shame. But also, we were saying this is not in any way connected to Facebook, so that's one of the advantages to Bandcamp building in a few features like birthdays, because nobody wants to.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. You're from New York. There's definite Mets Jets people and mm-hmm. Yankees Giants people, right?
I'm the latter, yeah.
There's definite Facebook Apple people. And there's Bandcamp Twitter people. I know where I stand.
You know, like I told you guys, my main experience with Facebook now is my mom sending me emails telling me to check my Facebook messages. So it's like a scavenger hunt.
Right.
It's a good one.
But you don't have to include your in-laws or people from high school that you don't like.
That's why I got off Facebook, because like you guys mentioned the Merker thing. Like somebody's gonna post something like that on Facebook, and then the next post I get is gonna be my aunt asking what it's about, and somebody from a church group saying, "Hang in there with the Serenity Prayer on the bottom and Jesus' footprints," and then it'll be like, "Lemmy died," and I'm like, I just don't. This is too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. Everybody, I don't want everybody to know everything. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
This is good stuff. I think we should develop. Jeremiah used to host a Google Hangout podcast with tech stuff and everything. I think we should talk a little bit more about doing some sort of a metal Bandcamp gift club hangout. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we should
that
figure
would be a blast.
We should figure that out. Like, we should throw a date out there on Twitter and say, "Hey, this is the day. This is the time. Here's an invite," or something like that. Everybody get on and talk about their experience with it for a couple minutes, and what albums they've gotten, and who they've met, and you know, 2 years from now we can have the first marriage from two people that met.
Wow!
I'm getting excited. I should say.
That's beautiful.
We'll wind this back a little bit. You know. Guys, thanks for your time, man. Is there anything else? Did we miss anything? Should we cover anything else?
Just go. Have fun. Make somebody's day. Put a smile on their face. That's all we need to know.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys.
See you, boys.
We love you. Take care. Bye-bye.